All right, Mike. You said that you and Dave were going to talk over your strategy. Was it to you were going to jump out a little bit and see how things go, then at the maybe halfway point, basically every man for himself?
Yeah, pretty much. I knew Otto was close, right around halfway. I knew he was staying right with me, and I wasn't going hard, but I was going decent pace. So I stepped it up a little bit, and then I didn't realize I saw the 52 on the board. And I knew he was real close. He got by me. Then Otto got by me. I knew at that point, we were done as far as, if they stayed out there,
you aren't going to move forward anymore. You're just basically trying to hold on or slip back.
Right about 120, I could kind of run decent, but not good enough to run up and, really pass him. The problem was, if I just run by myself, I could kind of keep the car under control and, run a decent pace for a while. Even passing lap cars, even early in the race, it was so hairy. I was just slip and slide all over the track. I kind of thought maybe, I knew we weren't great, we weren't perfect, but we were pretty good. Maybe the guys behind me are the same way. Maybe if I just run a good line, they'll have trouble getting me, and then Dan Giordano blew by me. And they spun out, I guess. When Otto spun out, I actually was kind of just depressed because I knew I didn't have it. I knew.
You figured you were next.
I was watching the 47 and the 99 coming up through, and I knew Davey was there. I was hearing motor. I knew guys were all over me, and I just said, "There's too many laps left." I said, I think it was like 10 to go or 8 to go or whatever, but it was just. I knew it was going to be pretty tough because they were about ready to pass before that caution come out.
And Bob got you on the front straight away, but then a caution comes out, saves you. Then you're at that point, you're like, there's even with a green-white checker, I don't have much of a chance.
Yeah, I kind of, I was going to do everything I could. I kind of had myself mentally prepared for what was about to happen because I knew unless maybe he just screwed up a little bit, I just tried to keep the car on the bottom the best I could as to make him go around you. And he still found room to go by me on the bottom out of two. So, hats off to him. He did a good job. I'd be honest. I can't stand this race. Dread this weekend every year. So, second place, losing on the last lap. It's about the biggest heartbreak of my life. But I can't be more happy for this team. Gary and Eric Sorrell, just great people to drive for, and Joey Hawksby, and my father and everybody that worked so hard on this car. Just can't be happier for all them. We had a good weekend. Pole, second. You want to win, but second's better than last.